الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون صدق الله العظيم عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مولود الا يولد على الفطره فابواه يهودانه وينصرانه ويمجسانه او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام Respected ulama ikram and brothers and elders, today most of us sitting here or always in the masjid, we are those people who are either fathers of children or we are just husbands to wives. This is something that we did not stand for election, or we did not fill an application form that we become accepted, that today my acceptance has come that I'm going to be a father or I'm going to be a husband, or people voted me in to be a father or to be a husband. This is the cycle of life that Allah has made. That a person, as he grows up, then he marries and he becomes a husband to a wife. And then further, it becomes father to children. Together with this, this goes with responsibility and duties that has been entrusted to every father and every husband. Allah has placed as a trust in his hand that wife who is under him and those children who is under his care. Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that all of you are shepherds and all of you will be answerable for your flock. Every person, every father is going to answer for the wife and he is going to answer for the children that are under him. According to the effort and influence in our mind will be our understanding of this. There are two forces that influence our mind. One is the force that is backed by batil and falsehood. And the other is the force of Allah, that it comes to us via wahi, declared on the tongues of various Nabis that were sent on this earth, and the divine books that Allah sent to tell us what is our responsibility as a husband and as a father. The forces of batil, if we have become influenced totally by these forces, then our thinking and our responsibility becomes restricted to the responsibility of the clothes of my family, the food of my family, the drink of my family, the shelter of my family. This is a man who has become totally influenced by the forces of batil and falsehood, and this dominates his mind, so he thinks that this is sole responsibility. Then there is that force of Allah that is spoken to us by the tongues of the Nabi, that the responsibility goes more than that. Those are part of life, that you have to clothe yourself, you have to shelter yourself, you have to feed yourself. There is a force that is telling you now, Qu anfusakum, make an effort on yourself, save yourself and save your family from the fire of Jahannam. This has come to us via wahi. 14 centuries ago, Sahaba Ikram set a precedence on how to become a Muslim father, on how to become a Muslim husband. They showed the rest of the ummah that this is what is your responsibility. No man will turn into the akhirat and Allah will take him into account. Allah will take him into questioning for providing less clothes to his children, for providing less sumptuous food to his children and family, for providing a very small house to his family. But yes, every person, every father and every husband will stand up before Allah and render an account for the Islam and the Iman that they gave to their wife and they gave to their children. So this is the responsibility of every mother and every father. We as parents, that Allah has placed this trust in our hand. Are we taking care of it? Are we discharging the trust? Are we burning our own children? Are we burning our own wives with our doings? In the battle of Uhud, one woman, she hears that tomorrow is the battle of Uhud. So the next day she gets her son ready. She gives him a sword. When he tries to carry the sword is too heavy. It's bigger than him. Then she takes the sword and fastens it on his side. And she takes him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says to him, "Haza ibni, this is my child, yuqatilu anka. And this is my contribution for the battle of Uhud. He will fight and defend you tomorrow, or today." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the child and he says, okay. This child on the battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in front. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, attack here. He goes and attack. Attack this side. He goes and attack. The entire day passed like that until he got injured. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to this young child, لَعَلَّكَ جَزَهْتَ, maybe you are frightened now, you don't want to fight. He says, La, the pain of my wound is stopping me from fighting. Now this is how the mother of that day taught, that this is what her contribution to Iman and Islam for the day of Uhud. Abu Yazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi is sitting in his house as a young child. He was a very pious man, to such an extent that when he was in the mother's stomach, when his mother took a doubtful morsel into the mouth, was taking the morsel and nearing the mouth, the child in the womb of the mother was shaking and becoming restless. The mother knew that this is a doubtful morsel and she threw it away. So his father is teaching him Surah Muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layla illa qalila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O you who is wrapped up, stand up in the night, maybe a little portion. So he says to his father, Man haza allazi yakulu lahu haza? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about here? His father says, Haza nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya bunayya. Oh son, this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're talking about Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. Then he says to his father, Lima la tasna'u anta kama sana'an Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh son, why you don't do like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing? Why you don't stand up in the night? Then the father says to the son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard only upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tahajjud and not upon his ummah. Therefore he is standing in the night. Then he bahats the surah. He comes to the next ayah. He comes to this ayat. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka takumu adna min sulusayi layli wa nisfahu wa thulusahu wa ta'ifatum min alladhina ma'ak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, verily ya Rabb, he knows about those, he knows that you are standing up in the night. He's saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, less than 2/3 or half the night or 1/3 of the night, and there is a group from amongst you that is standing, would you like that? So he says to his father, Asma'u anna ta'ifatan yakumuna min al-layl. I hear that there is a group of people also stand up in the night. Man hazi ta'ifa? Oh father, tell me, who is this group? The son says, the father says, Humus Sahaba. This is the Sahaba Ikram. They stand up like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. Then the son says to the father, Lima tatruku shi'an fa'ala sahabatu. Why are you leaving out something which Sahaba did? The father becomes in shame. He says, okay, you're right what you're saying. He stands up now from that day and he's reading tahajjud. Today we hold a cigarette in our hand and we say, no, the child when he grows up, I don't want him to smoke. We're holding a cigarette in our hand and we're saying, when my child grows up, I don't want him to smoke. We're playing with the cell phone and we're sending abusive messages to others and we take joy in that. My son mustn't do this. We're sending emails that have filth pictures on it to friends and we're taking joy in this. And you say, my son mustn't do this. So then the son, he's peeping and watching his father. He's watching his father reading tahajjud. Then he says to his father, Ya Abati, Lima la tu'allimani kayfa atatahharu wa usalli ma'aka. Oh father, why you don't teach me how to make wudu and I will read salah, would you? So the father says, Urkud fa innaka saghirun. Hey, go sleep man, you're still small now, this is not for you now. So he says, Ya Abati, Iza kana yawma yasduru an-nasu ashtatan li yarawu a'malahum, fa inni aqulu li rabbi. When is the day that the people will become helter and skelter, they're standing in groups before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say to Allah, Sa'altu abi, kayfa atatahharu wa salli ma'ahu, faqala li urkud fa innaka saghir. I will say to my Allah on that day, I ask my father that to teach me wudu and I will stand up with you in tahajjud. He told me, go sleep, you're still small. Father says, come, I teach you now. This was tarbiyat made. This is why the son encouraged the father. Abdullah, Sahal ibn Abdullah Tasturi rahmatullah alayh, was a pious personality. He was one of the great muhaddis of all time. When he was young, he was staying with his uncle Muhammad ibn Sawwar. His uncle used to read salah at night. So this youngster, he stands and watch how his uncle is reading salah. So his uncle says to him, why you just sit here? Why are you doing nothing? Rather you do something. He says, Kul, Allahu ma'i, Allahu shahidi, Allahu naziri ilayya salasa marratin kulla laylatin. Why don't you say this? Allahu ma'i, Allahu shahidi, Allahu naziru ilayya. Say these three kalimas. Every night say it thrice. When I'm standing in tahajjud, you read this. So he says it thrice. The meaning of which Allah is with me. Allah is witnessing whatever I do. And Allah is watching. Then after a while he says, okay, say it seven times. Then he increases it to seven times. After a while, after a few weeks pass, he says, say it 11 times now. Then he increases it to 11 times. He's saying this at night while the uncle is reading tahajjud salam. After a month pass, then he says to your uncle, وَجَدْتُ فِي قَلْبِي وَنَفْسِي حَلَاوَةً مَا قُلْتُ. A son of 3 years old. He's 3 years old that time. And he's saying this. He's saying, I can find the sweetness of what I am reciting in the heart. So his uncle says to him, that person who knows that Allah is with him, and that person who knows that Allah is witnessing, and that person who knows that Allah is watching, فَكَيْفَ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ. How can he disobey Allah? At 3 years old he said this. At 6 years old he became a Hafizul Quran. And at 12 years old he became the mufti of the entire town. Because of this tarbiyat made at early age. Today we'll borrow cartoons and hire them and keep the children busy while we are occupied with something else. We'll bring those things to keep the children busy and give them those cartoons to watch and finish their mind and their memory and think that they're going to grow up. They must become angels also. They must become Hafiz al-Quran also. Our aspirations have become different. We have to turn the line of our aspiration and aspire like how Sahaba Ikram and Salihin aspired for their children. Today the children have become a misery for ourselves. All the chain and the peace of mothers and fathers have been taken away because of how we brought up these children. With our own hands we did it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيَزِيكَ بَعْدَكُمْ بَعْثَ بَعْدٍ. Allah says, say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah introduces himself to the creation. He is the all-powerful. That he will send a punishment from above you. He will send a punishment from below you. Or he will divide you into many groups and make you taste the enmity and jealousy of each other. So all the Mufassireen, when they commentate on this hadith, most of them have said, azab from top we also know. That it will rain, stones will come from top. Azab from bottom we also know. Earthquake will come, the earth will cave him. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he has differed in the tafsir of this ayat. Masruq rahmatullah alayhi says, ni'mat tarjumal al-Quran Abdullah bin Abbas. The best translators and interpreters of the Quran is Abdullah bin Abbas. He got the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma allimhu ta'wil al-kitab. O Allah, teach Abdullah the interpretation of the book. So he says, azab from the top, Allah will put oppressive rulers over you. That they will subjugate you, sanctions. Laws will be passed against your iman and Islam. Azab from the bottom, your children and your wife will become disobedient. Under your care, your children and your wife will turn against you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you into groups. So today this is what we're seeing. That azab from the bottom, that no peace of women who are five-time namazi, of men who are five-time namazi, has been taken away from the children. Sahaba ikram, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, during the battle against Hajjaj bin Yusuf, his mother Asma bint Abi Bakr was over 90 years old. At the height of the fight which was taking place in the Haram, this fight was taking place, the Bani Umayyah was opposing the Khilafat of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. He runs away from the Haram and he goes to the house of his mother. He says, As-salamu alayki ya ummah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. She greets her with salam. She replies, wa alayka as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh ya Abdullah. Mal ladhi aqdamaka fi hazihi as-sa'a. والصخور التي تقذف تقذفها من جنيك حجاج في حرم مكة تحت الزدور مكة هزا. What has brought you this time of the day when the bullets are flying in the haram and is shaking the whole community of Mecca? You have come to me. You are not in the battle. Abdullah says to his mother, لقد خزلني الناس وانحازوا عني رحبة من الحجاج ورغبة بما عنده حتى أولادي وأهلي انفضوا عني ورسل بني أمية يفاوضونني ألا يؤتوني ما شئت من الدنيا إذا ألقيت السلاح وبايعت عبد الملك بن مروان فما ترين يا أمة. Oh mother, I came to tell you, I came to make mashwara with you. Everyone has deserted me and left me. Even my own wife and my family has deserted me in fear of Hajjaj or in desire and interest for what he has. And today I'm standing alone and the emissaries of Bani Umayyah are here. They're already negotiating with me that I must surrender to them and I must give up. I must throw down my weapons and take bayth and allegiance to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. They will give me whatever I want of this world. She says to his son, Ya Abdullah, innaka in ta'taqidu annaka ala haqqin wa tad'u ila haqqin. If you believe firmly that you are upon truth and you're calling towards truth, fasbir wa jalid kama sabra ashabuka alladhina kutilu tahta ra'yatik. Go on fighting and be brave, like how the Sahaba ikram previously prior to you, they fought under your own flag. وَإِنَّمَا كُنْتَ أَرَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا فَبِئْسَ الْأَبْدُ أَنْتَ أَحْلَقْتَ نَفْسَكَ وَأَحْلَقْتَ أَصْحَابَكَ. If you desire the things of the world, then you are the worst of servants of Allah. You have destroyed yourself and you have destroyed your companions and betrayed them as well. On listening to this from his mother, he says, Oh mother, I think definitely I'm going to die tomorrow. I'm going to die. So she says to him, Ya Abdullah, وَذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَن تُسْلِمَ عَلَىٰ حَجَّاجْ مُخْتَارًا. That is better for you than you surrender to Hajjaj bin Yusuf out of choice and willingly. Then he says to his mother, I do not fear to die, but I fear that after I die, أَيُّمَسِّلُ بِي, that they will take my body and they will mutilate my body. The mother at 90 years old, blind mother, is saying to her son, she says such words that became a proverb for the rest of the ummah. Ashatul masbuhatu la yu'limuha as-salkh. A slaughtered sheep, the skinning of the sheep after it has been slaughtered, will not cause pain to the sheep. What are you frightened to become mutilated? Then she says, come closer, iktarib minni, fa'in yuridu an tashammama, ay an tashammamaka. وَأَلْمَسُ جَسَدَكَ فَإِنِّي هَذَا آخِرُ الْأَخْدِ بِكَ. Come closer to me. I want to smell your body for the last time and touch your body for the last time, because I think this may be our last meeting. Abdullah bin Zubair draw closest to his mother. His mother extends the hand towards his body. A blind lady, she feels the armor and she says, مَا هَذَا الَّذِي تَلْبَسُهُ يَا عَبْدُلَّهُ. What are you wearing, O Abdullah? Abdullah says, this is my armor. She says, Libasul Lazi Yuridu Shahada. Is this the garment of that people, person who wants martyrdom? How can you wear this? Then he says to her to comfort her, I did not wear it because I want to spare my life. I wore it because I wanted to cool your mind and relax your heart. She says to him, Ya Abdullah, Inza Haza. Take off this armor, فَإِنَّهَا شَدٌّ لِحَمِيَّتِكَ. Because taking off this armor is better for you and makes you a more brave man. As the son takes off the armor and is now separating with his mother, and the distance is becoming longer, he's saying to his mother, لَا تَفْتُرِي عَنِ الدُّعَاءِ لِي يَا أُمَّةِ. Don't forget, don't get tired of making dua for me, O mother. The mother says, Allahumma arham tula qiyamihi wa shiddata nahibihi. Allahumma aslamtuhu li amri dinik. Wa raditu bima qadayta lahu. Fa asibni alayhi sawab al-sabirin. This dua she's making. Wallah, have mercy on all those nights you were standing in tahajjud. And all those nights he was crying before you, have mercy for him. Oh Allah, an age of 90 years, no other breadwinner in the house. Blind lady, she's saying, oh Allah, I hand over him to you, and I am pleased with what you decide for him. Oh Allah, and I seek the sawab of the sabirin over him. This was the mothers of the ummah. This is how they train the aspiration of their children. Where are we directing our children? Today we're burning our own children. I recited the hadith in the beginning, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ إِلَّا يُولَدُ وَالْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born upon natural instinct. The child desires Allah. The child wants Allah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ. Is the parents that's making them Jews? Is the parents that making them Christians? Is the parents that are making them fire worshippers? We might argue that we don't give a Bible to our child. Or we don't give Judaism to our child. But yes, we do this. The entertainment or the aspirations of the Muslim child has become just like the Christian and Jew child today, because of the upbringings that we are giving, because of the entertainment that we introduce to our child, the kind of holidays, the places that we take them, the things that we introduce to them. We are making our children like this. Khansa radiallahu anhu, during the battle of Qadisiyah, it was the night before. This was a battle that took place during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And she has four sons. She has four sons and she's addressing the sons. This battle took place against the Persians. She says, Ya Bunayya, innakum aslamtum wa hajartum mukhtareen. On the night before, she addresses, gathers all the sons and she addresses them. يا بني إنكم أسلمتم وهاجرتم مختارين فوالله الذي لا إله غيره إنكم بنو رجل واحدة كما أنتم بنو امرأة واحدة ما خنت أباكم ولا فضحت خالكم ولا هجنت حسبكم ولا غيرت نسبكم. O beloved sons, you embrace Islam upon your own free will and you migrated upon your own free will. But the qasam of that Allah after who there is no other Allah besides Him. You are the sons of one father and you are the sons of one mother. I have not betrayed your father for not one day. I have not defamed your paternal uncle. I have not blotted out your high lineage or your noble birth. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا عَدَّ اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنَ السَّوَابِ الْجَزِيلِ فِي حَرْبِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الدَّارَ الْبَاقِيَةَ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدَّارِ الْفَانِيَةِ. You know what Allah has prepared for those Muslims who fight against kufr. You know what lofty status are there for them. Remember that this temporary life of this world is no good. The life of the year after is the real life. Then she recites the ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, be patient and endure, and have endurance and encourage others upon endurance and be firm upon your duty towards Allah. Be fearful to Allah. Perhaps you may be successful. Then she says to them, فَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتُمْ غَدًا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى سَالِمِينَ فَغْدُوا إِلَىٰ قِتَالِ أَدُوِّكُمْ مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ وَبِاللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَدَائِ مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. That tomorrow you will get up inshallah when you wake up. Then be ready to contribute your best to the battle. March into the enemy lines and seek help from Allah. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْحَرْبَ قَدْ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْحَرْبَ قَدْ فَشَتْ أَنْ سِيَاقِهَا وَتَرَمَتْ لَزَا أَنْ سِيَاقِهَا وَجُلِّيَتْ نَارًا عَلَىٰ أَوْرَاقِهَا فَتَيَمَّمُوا وَتِيسَهَا وَجَالِدُوا رَئِيسَهَا عِنْدَ إِحْتِدَامِ خَمِيسِهَا. That tomorrow, when this battle is raging and the battle at its height, then you must run forth and run to the middle of this battle, and then you must fight till your end and fight not the ordinary people. Fight the chiefs of the enemies until you give your entire life. تَسْفَرُوا بِالْغُنْمِ وَالْكَرَامَةِ فِي دَارِ الْخُلْدِ وَالْمَقَامَةِ. Inshallah, you'll be successful in paradise tomorrow on the day of judgment and you will attain it with honor and pride. These sons, when they heard the sound of their mother on the day in the battle, they are all singing the song of their mother or singing this poetry of their mother, and they're going forward and fighting and fighting and fighting until by the end of the day all four sons became martyrs. When she hears about all four sons' death, she says, Alhamdulillah allazi sharrafani biqatlihim. All praises to that Allah who has honored me with their death and their martyrdom. This was the aspiration of the mothers of the ummah. And then she says, Allah, join me. وَأَرْجُوا أَيَّجْمَى بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ فِي مُسْتَقَرِّ رَحْمَتِهِ. And I hope, O Allah, that you unite me and them under the shade of your mercy. Today, what are we doing to these children? What aspirations are we creating in these children? Are we burning our own children? Regarding this, today we all know that December is coming and January is coming, where the school holidays are coming. And this is the height of the time of fitna, where so many people who were innocent, they lose their innocence. Where so many girls lose their chastity. Uncontrollable fitna. This is the time that we as mothers and fathers, actually every time, every day also, that we see that our children are involved in the right activities. And alhamdulillah, through the blessings of Jamaat, many Jamaats are going out at the end of this month. Student Jamaats are going out. See how we can forward our children and aspire like how those mothers aspired. They were believing in the same Allah. They're reading the same Quran. And it is the same deen. But the aspirations are different. So let us see how we can forward our children and forward them into the right activity and they be saved from wrong, that we seek the reward in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of becoming proper fathers and proper husbands. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.